Rick Rushing learned how to play the guitar here in Chattanooga. He performs locally and regionally with his blues band, Rick Rushing and the Blues Strangers. In the past year, Rick has been one of the teaching artists working in our community through the Wolf Trap program at UTC's Southeast Center for Education in the Arts, now known as the Arts-Based Collaborative at UTC. Rick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
Tell us how you got into music.
Well, I got into music by exposure in the home and through school, early education, church, singing. And so it was always been a part of my life. It's weird to, you know, continue to do it. I wouldn't say weird, it's a blessing. So it's a blessing to continue to do something you love.
And you regard music as a universal language, a way to reach adults and children alike. When did you realize that you had that take on it?
I didn't realize the bigger picture of music until later in life. But thankfully, early on, I had the exposure to it. So as a kid in elementary school, it's not necessarily cool for boys to sing. So chorus was one of those classes that I had in elementary school where I was there, I liked it, but I couldn't really express how much I liked it, you know, because it wasn't cool to be, you know, to sing. So later on in life, then when I added the guitar as my main instrument to help support singing, and you get exposed to, hey, who wrote that song? You know, who did, you know, all this great music is a guitar and a voice. So then it becomes a little bit more cool, and I was able to do it, you know, as a professional.
And of course, you are a graduate of this campus.
Yeah. UTC was my final place for my education, my degree. And it's, you know, it was a great campus when I was here. Being able to play in the jazz band with Dr. Tony D'Andrea, who passed this year, was one of the blessings and opportunities that I had when he kind of showed me how to be a band leader, be out there and to work it to perfection and rehearsal, you know, and then during the show, we're going to do it just as well. So UTC's definitely been, Chattanooga's been a place of roots for me as far as musically, just to be able to take the scenic city in and focus on the arts.
Because you came here from elsewhere. You came from Cincinnati.
Yes, sir. And Cincinnati it's south of the Mason-Dixon and on the Appalachian Trail. So it's got a lot of ties to Chattanooga. The Reds used to be the Lookouts, or the Lookouts used to be the Reds farm team. So Hamilton County and Chattanooga, Hamilton County and Cincinnati, of course, and Riverbend and Chattanooga, Riverbend and Cincinnati. So Cincinnati's arts is ridiculous right now. They're doing so much great stuff. And just glad to be in this time where arts are going to be back to where they should be in this foundation.
What would you say has changed during your time here, and what's stayed the same?
The way people look at live music now has changed. And that's changed because tourism is a big asset for people who come to Chattanooga and in Tennessee in general. When you hang out in Tennessee and you hear about, well, Nashville's the music capital of the world, Chattanooga, Tennessee's the home of Bessie Smith, Usher Raymond, and the list goes on. There has to be correlation within the roots of the city. So a person who taught me how to play guitar was from here, you know, and it's just how it is. So it's exciting to be able to give back in the aspect of the kids who used to see yourself as. And I believe that's what a lot of the musicians who have passed away and who have gone tragically or whatever would be doing if they were still alive. Because you can't be on stage every night for 3 hours when you're 50 years old. And I'm not 50 years old or 50 years young, but it is what it is.
Right.
You can be, you know. B.B. King did it. Henry Gibson did it from the Juke Joint. So it's really up to you when you are an artist. That's the responsibility. That's the anxiety. That's the creativity. That's the fear. You jump out there and you say, let's see if you can swim. And until COVID-19, you know, Chattanooga's been very supportive of the arts. UTC has definitely been very supportive to me as well. What can you do except use what resources you have in a pandemic? Well, you can't go outside. You can't go to these big gathering and festivals. Well, you still have that acoustic guitar over there. You still have that ukulele. Your kids are running around thinking, what can we do? Well, yeah, get some ukulele lessons, get some guitar lessons, and see how it helps the kid, to your children or your friends or your relationships, your social interactions.
Tell us more about your work as a teaching artist through the Wolf Trap program here at UTC. What has been known as the Southeast Center for Education and the Arts, now calling itself ABC at UTC. Tell us more about your work with them and through them.
My work through the Wolf Trap organization has been very much freeing in the aspect of be as creative as you can with what you have. And they allow the teaching, you know, not allow, but encourage the teaching artists to try different things, use different approaches, and be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. Have quality content of education, music, and things to share, art. So learning how to, I guess, more specifically, yeah, it's great. I knew how to read a book to a group of kids, and I've done it, and I enjoy it. But the teaching artist and the Wolf Trap artist was able to take that book and bring it to life to the kids in front of them just by potentially finding characters in the story, you know, that the kids could relate to, and activities in the story that the kids could replicate and build their confidence because they're comprehending the story. They're connecting with the characters. So Wolf Trap said, you know, Rick, you don't have to be Rick Rushing, the blues guitarist, and come out here and shred blues or whatever for kids. And their teachers go, you know, all right, class dismissed, go. No, you can read a story, find the musical elements, the rhythm in the story. The book I have been using and I enjoy using is a book called Otis. And it's by Lauren Long, and it's about a tractor. I chose the book because of the name Otis. I said, that's cool. You know, made me think of Otis Redding. Maybe this tractor has a radio on it. So let's get to it. So I chose Otis. So when you use the Wolf Trap model and you have a teacher right there with you, and the teacher's holding the book, potentially reading the book, and the Wolf Trap artist is sitting there supporting the teacher and pointing out, oh, look at Otis's face right now. Wow, does he look happy or sad? He looks happy. And why is Otis happy? Because he loves his job. He's a farmer. It allows that story to come alive versus us just saying, Otis was a tractor and lived on a farm. He loved his job. He used to play in the haystacks, you know. So we take the haystacks and we replicate them with high and low tones and allow the kids to go high and low like the tractors. Yeah, so that's what Wolf Trap has allowed you to think about as an artist, and where you can make things come alive and different.
What's something that you have learned or been reminded of through this experience?
How important early childhood education is. The 3 to 5 age is the most important developmental age. Kids who are exposed to trauma during those ages statistically will show that they have other issues in life. And that's a sad but true statistic. So what's that have to do with early childhood education? Is having kids exposed, or having kids, parents supporting activities, and teachers and neighborhoods and communities supporting activities that their kids can take confidence in and learn discipline. You know, that's how it was in my house. I played the cello. So if I practiced my cello at the house for an hour, I was expected to be able to go to school and hang in there for 5-6 hours. And so that's what Wolf Trap has really shown me, just to give back to those early kids if you can, because the arts is not necessarily always, it's also intimidating in ways. So to people who say, I can't sing, I can't play guitar, I can't, teachers or people in general, but that's what the teaching artist helps. Wolf Trap helped me kind of mesh that together where I can show you all a little bit and y'all take it from there where you're comfortable. These are non-musical goals. These are educational goals.
Who inspires you still to do what you do in music, in life beyond music?
My family. My family inspires me in getting to be older and more experienced and being able to talk to your family who's older and more experienced and supportive. That inspires me a lot because we all have our chances sometimes. We all have our shots. And if you don't have family support, it's a lot harder. So they inspire me to keep it going, keep going. And whatever it is, staying safe, COVID, staying safe with racial injustice, staying safe with everyday activities. But knowing that they're supporters still inspires me.
We're dealing with many difficult problems all at the same time. What do you try to get across to children and adults that you work with when you're operating under difficult circumstances such as these, such as the ones that you were just talking about?
I try to get across the use of the arts, namely music, to help those type of situations. Because most of the situations that come problematically is wrangling all these kids who are potentially in their own worlds of play and games. And so the stress potentially comes from teachers. If I have to tell you one more time, Bobby, get over here and grab your book bag. The arts and the aspects will have your teacher potentially being able to say, to get her, getting her or his harmonica out and saying, that was a low tone. So the children might need to understand to lower their voices. Okay, Mr. Richards in here now, he said you are going too low, which makes it less stressful for the teacher and less stressful for the kids to potentially have to hear their teacher getting on to them. Musical cues, bells, drums, harmonica, all these instruments that I, as a guitarist, was like, yeah, you know, they're there. But then you see how effective they can be. And now, so as a guitarist, I'm like, yeah, I can play the harmonica now too. And with the djembe drum, I can just sit in with a djembe drum, or I can get everyone participating in an introduction with something like that, with a drum, which makes kids more open for learning. They feel included. They feel part of the process versus sit down, sharpen your pencil, turn to page 6. Now, if you remember page 2, you're talking about photosynthesis.
That'll bring you a low tone.
Right.
So beyond the work as a teaching artist, just given everything that's going on now with COVID, what's next for you? What are you working on now? What are you planning to work on next?
I'm planning to work on more songs for kids in the avenue of the teachers are so tired. I mean, not, I wouldn't say so tired, but they know, you know, there's a lot of songs that they have sung 1,000 times that they're like, hey, I wonder if we can come up with some new songs to help our kids with the right vocabulary we're trying to introduce. So I'm working on some songs. I've already had some songs that I've been using and they've gone over pretty well. Kids are sponges and the teachers are receptive and willing with the talent that they have, not trying to be on stage, be professionals, have followings, whatever, in the aspect of the business and the music industry or such, but just with their kids. A lot of teachers are very talented. They're going to be able to have fun incorporating the arts in their educational curriculums.
Where can people go online to follow all that you do?
can find me on the regular social media platforms, Facebook, Rick Rushing, Instagram, Rick Rushing III, Twitter, Third Rick Rushing, Reverb Nation, Rick Rushing, and the Blue Strangers, that's my band. Yeah, those are pretty much social media things. We'll see what happens for the rest of this year. Hopefully I can have some other stuff to talk about, but I want to keep writing and keep playing music. And thanks for the support. I'm glad that you're here with us now in these times, lending us your skills. Ray Bassett, thank you.
Well, Rick Rushing, thank you for all that you do for this community, and look forward to more conversations with you down the road.
I appreciate that. The Osborne Foundation is the reason why we were able to work on this last grant, so I want to make sure I thank them, because it allowed a lot of pre-K kids who've been missing their teachers to see their teachers and allow the teaching artists to come in and help them reacclimate some of the things that they hopefully will be doing in the classroom coming this fall, if it's permitted. So I want to give them a shout. And everybody at UTC, Mox, we create together, we fly together. Go Mox.
That we do. Thanks, Rick.
For more on the arts-based collaborative here on the UTC campus, visit utc.edu/arts-based-collaborative.